welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics. We are the creators of some of the world's best-selling video guides on foreplay techniques and couples massage. And in this podcast, we offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by going to pleasuremechanics.com or by calling 302-IN-TOUCH and leaving a message.
In today's episode, we're going to be talking about a topic that we receive tons and tons of questions about, and that is female ejaculation. Squirting orgasms, gushing, whatever you want to call it, it's the phenomenon where women release a small or large amount of fluid during arousal and orgasm. And we get questions from both sides of the table, women wanting to explore it, men wanting to know how to give their women squirting orgasms, but also from women who have anxiety about what's happening and don't understand and think they're peeing in the bed, and men who are like, what's going on? My woman's ejaculating all over me. I don't understand this. So there's a lot of confusion about this subject, and it's no wonder. The medical community does not really have consensus over this sexual function in women. And this is because the medical community has never really prioritized female orgasm and female pleasure as a subject for a lot of research. And so while female ejaculation is in textbooks dating back to like the 16th century and, you know, people knew about it for many, many centuries, it kind of disappeared from the dialogue about sexuality in the 20th century and then only emerged when sex educators and tantra practitioners and individuals started speaking up and saying, wait, there's this whole thing going on that no one's talking about. And that is women releasing gushes of fluid during arousal. So recently, the medical community has been putting a little bit more focus on this. And just recently, this is January 2014 that we're recording this, there was a meta-analysis published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. And what that means is that they looked at all of the research that's come out over the past years and tried to make sense of this body of research and put out what their current opinions on female ejaculation are. So we're going to share that with you today, and we're also going to share some of our own opinions and insights to female ejaculation, and some pointers if you want to explore female ejaculation, and how to reap all the benefits and have fun with it, even if you're never going to ejaculate.
I think this is a really important point because for so many years, it seems as though there's been this hierarchy of female orgasm, that people have been really preoccupied with this idea of some being simpler or more juvenile and some being more advanced and more enlightened. And there's this kind of dialogue from all directions, from Freud to the tantricas. And I think women are really influenced by it. And we really take the stance that all orgasm and all pleasure is valuable, is valid, and is important, and really want to begin to dismantle this hierarchy.
And what I always laughed at is that for the past decade, women want to desperately know how to ejaculate, and men desperately want to know how not to ejaculate. And what is considered enlightened is really just a point of view. And this idea that attaining female ejaculation makes you some sort of sex goddess is really bonkers and puts a lot of pressure on women to experience a physical phenomenon that may just not be part of their sexual expression. And so we really want to ease that pressure and say, yes, female ejaculation is a healthy, normal function in the female sexual system, but that not all women will ejaculate, and you don't have to experience tremendous pleasure and fully explore your sexual system.
Yeah, there are so many ways to explore pleasure in your body, and it is one of the options of many. So please be gentle with yourself and allow yourself to be exploratory without having goals that determine your sexual success.
And so getting to the meta-analysis from the Journal of Sexual Medicine, they come up with a statistic that 10 to 54% of women experience some type of fluid expulsion in tandem with sexual arousal and orgasm. So 10 to 54%, that's a pretty big range. And what it does say, however, is that even at the top end of their estimate, about 1 in 2 women are experiencing this. And so what we want to say is that it's normal to expel fluid and it's normal not to. And that kind of range, we just need to get comfortable with as part of the diversity of sexual expression of the human body. The study suggests that the female ejaculation phenomenon is probably an evolutionary adaptation, kind of like male nipples. Men have nipples even though they don't need them, and women may ejaculate even though they don't need to reproduce. And this is based in the fact that all human bodies start the same in utero. Fetuses are basically female until they differentiate into male and female and intersex and more complicated chromosomal expressions, but that's a subject for another podcast. But the human body, the female and male genitalia have homologs. So the clitoris is the homolog to the tip of the male penis, which is why they're both extraordinarily sensitive. The scrotal tissue is the homolog to the external labia, and so on and so forth. And so each part of the male sexual system has a corollary in the female body and vice versa. And what they're now agreeing on is that the female body has a prostate gland. And we've talked before about the male prostate. We are very big proponents of male prostate stimulation. But the female prostate, just like the male prostate, is a glandular tissue that surrounds the urethra at the top of it, just under the bladder, and produces hormones. And in the male body, the prostate contributes a lot of fluid that goes into the ejaculation. And in the female body, just like in the male, sometimes it produces fluid that can be flushed out through the urethra during arousal, and this is an ejaculate. So the female prostate is also called the Skene's paraurethral glands, para meaning around, urethra meaning the tube that carries urine from your bladder to the outside of your body, and gland meaning it's a hormone-producing tissue. Some people think that the G-spot and the female prostate are the same area. And this gets a little fuzzy. Again, medicine does not have an exact definition of the G-spot, but they're in the same area. And so when you think about G-spot stimulation, where you're stimulating the upper wall of the vagina and you feel a lot of extra sensitivity and stimulation there can lead to deep, profound orgasms, you're stimulating the area that contains the periurethral tissue. And it also contains erectile tissue that flushes with blood. And it also is part of the deep roots of the clitoris. And so the sexual system is not, you know, these parts that can be taken apart like a puzzle. It's all kind of enmeshed and the tissues are wired together and the nerve endings stimulate one another. And so it's not really even that useful to think, is this a distinct area? Is it the same? It's all part of the sexual system and you can learn to stimulate it for your maximum pleasure. And that's our goal for you, is how to experience more pleasure. And the medical community can lead the way in trying to give us information about our bodies, but it's really up to you to explore your potential and figure out what is most hot for you.
So part of why it's important to talk about this subject is because it is a subject that has so much shame attached to it. There are a lot of women who have spontaneously experienced ejaculation during some kind of sex play and then feel so much shame, so much confusion, questioning if they've peed the bed, their partner questions that, and so they end up holding back for years, decades, and that interrupts their pleasure going forward because they're always like holding slightly. So we really want to talk about this subject so that people know that it is a normal part of women's sexual experience.
Right. Imagine if the subject of male ejaculation wasn't talked about and wasn't known to be a common thing. And a guy had an orgasm and this fluid came out of his penis and he was like, holy shit, what was that? That was gross. And the woman was like, whoa, I've never seen that before. Like, whoa, weird. And then men tried to have sex and hold back their ejaculation all the time out of shame. Like, it's hard to imagine that because the male ejaculate is so well known and understood as part of sexual functioning. And it's time that women understand that this is part of female sexual functioning for some women. But the fluids of the female sexual system are kind of thought to be messy, where the fluids of the male sexual system are thought to be virile and important. And the female sexual system is a wet system. And there are a few different types of fluid that can come into play, and we just want to run through them really quickly. So there's vaginal lubrication that comes from the vaginal walls during arousal or during not arousal. And there's also cervical fluid that at different times of the menstrual cycle comes from the cervix and then comes out of the vagina. And some women produce a ton of lubricant out of their vagina and other women don't. And there's a long been this myth that the more wet she is, the more aroused she is. And that's not true. And that also causes women shame and men confusion. It's like, well, if you're turned on, why aren't you wet? And what's going on? And wetness is influenced by a lot of factors, including overall health, hormones, age, time of the cycle, prescription drugs, birth control. All of these things can affect the woman's natural lubricating function. And so this is why we recommend having a good organic lubricant on hand, something like the good natural organic lubes from Good Clean Love, for example, because they're a healthy way to add extra moisture to the vaginal and vulva environment during sex play if the natural lubricant isn't kicking up as much as you'd like it to. So then when we get into the ejaculate, so all of the lubricant we're talking about comes from the vagina. Ejaculate comes from the urethra, which is the small hole above the vagina, below the clitoris, where urine comes out of during peeing. And out of this hole during arousal sometimes comes a milky fluid and a small amount, a tablespoon or two at most. And that is what science is now agreeing is female ejaculate, that is fluid from the prostate gland. It is chemically similar to male fluid, male ejaculate without the semen. And this is probably produced in the prostate gland around the urethra and then is pumped into the urethra during the contractions of arousal and expelled through the urethra. So that's the best understanding science has right now of exactly what female ejaculate looks like. And then we get to squirting or gushing. And this is the phenomenon that women sometimes release, like cups and cups of a very clear, watery fluid out of the urethra during arousal. Now, a lot of women freak out that this is pee. And you might freak out about what I'm about to say, is that science is now saying that, yeah, it probably is fluid from the bladder. And it does contain some of the same chemical components as urine. So in a sense, you are kind of peeing during sex. But my challenge to you is, why does that matter?
Well, and it does have some fluid from the prostate in it, probably, for most people. Like, it has been chemically changed by arousal, by that fluid from the prostate coming into it. So it is partially different. It's slightly chemically different than urine.
Right. But it also contains urine.
But it contains a bunch of urine.
So this is the funny gray zone that we fall in with the current research, is that gushing and squirting, when we're talking about, like, literally cups to... I've seen women squirt, you know, like a bucket full, and it shoots out very aggressively, and it's kind of clear and very watery. And usually to me, how I would describe is it smells like a combination between urine and sex. Like, it doesn't smell full on like pee, but it has a little bit of that kind of salty, oceany smell. And then it also smells like sexual fluids. And that's because it is this mix. And the current research is saying that this gushing fluid is chemically changed urine from the bladder. and it's different from urinary incontinence. So you're not just like letting go and peeing, but you're expelling fluid, and some of that fluid is coming from the bladder. And if this sounds confusing, it's because it is. And the best medical science has not even come up with a firm conclusion on it. But I think what I want to challenge you on is, if it contains a little bit of pee, why does that matter so much? People get so anxious about this. Did I pee the bed? Did I not pee the bed? Did I pee on my lover? And oh my God, what if I peed? And why would it matter if it had a little bit of pee in it? Pee is sterile. It's a perfectly safe liquid. It doesn't smell that bad. It doesn't make that big of a mess. If you know yourself to be a gusher, you put extra towels down. And it can be a really hot experience. So why the anxiety about pee?
Or perhaps we just need to... I mean, I think it's understandable why there is the anxiety, because people have shame about sex in general. And then you put like things that people think of as private that they're sharing with their lover. Like, I think it's understandable, but I think that perhaps we can begin to turn this tide and begin to embrace it as an experience.
But I think this is what's so interesting about bodily fluids, like spit is considered kind of this gross thing. Like if you were to spit on someone out of anger, that's like really degrading and, you know, like demeaning to them, and it's gross and you wipe it off and you're totally grossed out. If someone was to spit in your food, you're like, ew. And yet we willingly kiss our lover and spit is exchanged and we lick our lover's body and it's erotic. And so much of it is about how we think about it and context and culture. And if we can start just kind of relaxing about pee as a sexual fluid and just get into the fact that if you're really enjoying sex, sometimes a little bit of pee will come out, maybe that's okay. And it can release so much anxiety. And what we know is that anxiety kills arousal faster than anything other than stress. Like stress and anxiety are these mass murderers of arousal, and they'll wreak havoc on your sex life if you let them. I want to make a cartoon.
I like that.
Stress and anxiety are coming after your sex life. But seriously, like that anxiety is going to block so much pleasure potential. And if you relax about it, and if you and your partner have a conversation and you both find it hot, then you can relax and let go and gush away shamelessly. And so this is another interesting point, is that we get so many emails from men who want to give squirting orgasms, and it's this big agenda because they find it really hot. Gushing porn is like a big category. Men love watching women ejaculate. And then we have all these women who have all this anxiety about doing it. And so a lot of it's just about having a conversation with your lover. Like, do you find this hot? Are you okay if it happens? How can we prepare for it? And figuring out what it is about the gushing that's actually hot to your lover.
I think that a lot of people experience women really letting go and going with the throes of pleasure and passion being incredibly erotic. And so squirting and gushing becomes a physical representation of really letting go. And I think that is highly stimulating for people, especially if people are relating to giving someone an orgasm, which is a questionable statement that we can talk about some other moment, because I really think we give ourselves orgasms and someone else helps you out. But it's a visual
symbol of the wildness and passion of the sex.
And of your achieving an orgasm. Yeah, of achieving pleasure.
Right. And side note, just like women fake orgasms, I have talked to women who fake ejaculations and purposefully pee during sex to achieve that status of having ejaculated. And I think that just kind of shows how weird we are about sex. There's all these women holding back. There's women faking it. And so ultimately comes, what is your authentic expression of sexual passion and pleasure with your partner in this particular moment of your life? And that is where the good stuff is, right? It's not striving to attain something that your body doesn't want to do. It's not holding back something that your body is trying to express. It's finding that beautiful, real expression of your pleasure and your connection with your partner. And so that's what we're going to encourage you to do, is if you want to explore female ejaculation, go for it. And we're about to give you a few tips on how to stimulate that area and make it more likely. But really, you should be exploring pleasure and amping up your pleasure and experiencing more connection and more fun and more wildness during sex, no matter how that physically manifests itself.
Oh, man. Yeah, authentic pleasure. It's hard to find in this world where we have so many images and cultural storylines of what that's supposed to look like. And it's a real work of art to try and create that for ourselves and with our lovers. But it's a really worthy endeavor.
Because it's so fulfilling.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, that's when you have the sex that leaves you glowing for days and you feel totally, like, nourished body and soul, and you feel connected to your partner and you're having the time of your life, because it's really, like, your body is expressing what it wants to be expressing, and you're asking for what you want and getting it, and you're letting go. And I think this is the piece around female gushing ejaculation that seems so desirable, is it's like that height of pleasure where you can't help but release. And that experience is available to you with or without an ejaculation, with or without a gushing orgasm. That experience of letting go into pleasure, releasing and fully surrendering to sensation is available to all of us at any time we choose to seek it out.
Beautiful.
So if you want to explore female ejaculation, if you want to see what these sensations are like, if it's something you know your body is capable of doing and you've been holding back and you want to kind of go further into it, or if you want to see if it's something your body wants to do or not, here are some tips to explore it. The first is to use your fingers. And as you know, we are huge proponents of manual stimulation. The fingers are by far the best tool for stimulating the female sexual system for pleasure. We have an entire video guide, the Pleasure Mechanics Guide to Fingering, dedicated to showing you how to use your fingers in a multitude of ways to create the most amount of pleasure possible for women. And we highly recommend you check that out. It has all the strokes you need to not only warm up the system so you reach high levels of arousal, but then to stimulate the G-spot itself.
You can find that at pleasuremechanics.com as a download or on Amazon as a DVD.
And it is worth every penny to really learn how to master using your hands to stimulate the female sexual system. Remember that most women need focused clitoral stimulation in order to achieve orgasm and high levels of arousal. And so if you are not using your hands during sex as often as you could, learning how to master using your hands will unlock huge amounts of pleasure for you and your partner. And one of these strategies is stimulating the top wall of the vagina. And you need to be fully warmed up before this feels good. And so all of those clitoral stimulation strokes and learning how to really build arousal through direct clitoral stimulation is important. And then once you go inside, you're going to be stimulating that upper wall of the clitoris. So kind of you slide in and then you're stimulating the wall that's towards the clitoris, towards the pelvic bone. And you'll find here an area that feels a little spongier. It feels a little denser tissue than the rest of the vaginal walls, which are quite smooth. And a lot of women report that stimulation of this area creates a tremendous amount of pleasure, a different kind of pleasure. It's kind of a different tone than clitoral stimulation and can lead to very deep internal orgasms that many women find really pleasurable.
And beginning to explore this area, which is commonly called the G-spot, but as Chris was saying earlier, you're also stimulating the internal clitoris and a whole variety of pleasure sources. Sometimes beginning to stimulate the G-spot area, if you haven't explored that area much before, can feel kind of numb. Sometimes there really isn't a lot of sensation there initially. But if you are curious and you want to keep exploring there, there often is sensation beyond that. So don't force yourself, but continue to explore gently, continue to figure out what feels good to you, and sensation will wake up.
It's also important to warn you that some women experience deep emotional release with G-spot stimulation. And this is kind of a mystery why so much emotion is held here, but it's true. And so knowing that as you go into these explorations, you might feel the need to cry or to laugh or to moan, or, you know, other forms of emotional cathartic release might come up. And it's important that the partner, the one doing the stimulation, just stays really present and conscious and aware and holds the space for that emotional catharsis to happen so you can get to the other side of it where the pleasure is. But ultimately, a combination of clitoral stimulation and then one or two fingers in the vagina stimulating the upper wall will create a huge amount of stimulation. And then as you approach orgasm, if you want to experiment with ejaculation, you want to focus on bearing down, pushing the pelvic muscles down. And this actually is the opposite of what a lot of women experience when they approach orgasm, of things kind of tighten up and then contract and release like deep inside your body. Uterine contractions are part of the female orgasm. But this, in the ejaculation orgasm, you're kind of bearing down and pushing out and trying to send that erotic energy out through the urethra and the vagina and seeing what happens there. So you're kind of helping your body push the fluid out. And you may experience a small amount of fluid coming out. You may experience a gush of fluid coming out, or you may experience no fluid coming out. And those are all totally normal, totally healthy responses to this kind of sexual stimulation. None of them are better or worse. Some women love ejaculating and feel like it's the most tremendous sexual release, and other women feel really drained by it and prefer non-ejaculatory orgasms. So the experience of it really differs, and the only way to find out what you like is to explore and just notice what you're feeling, and then you can kind of be the author of your own sexual experiences and choose what kind of sexual releases feel best for you.
Some people also say that having stronger PC muscles helps with creating ejaculation. So if that's something you want to strengthen, feel free to do your Kegels. But please, when you're doing them, make sure that you focus on the relaxing part of the clench and release. A lot of people do Kegels incorrectly and end up creating more tension in the body. So when you do your clench, please make sure you really release as well. That part is often overlooked and it's really important.
And Kegels are good and all, but actually the best exercise to do if you want to strengthen your pelvis is squats. Like full on standing up, squatting, and look up squatting on YouTube, and there's a ton of videos to show you how to do it correctly. But the squat is the best exercise to strengthen your pelvis. And by working it out and getting fresh blood in the area, you'll also help release some tension. And do butt massage and perineal massage and all these other practices we recommend and we cover in our technique videos if you really want to optimize your pelvis and create the best conditions for having a full range of sexual experiences. So in conclusion, please know that female ejaculation is a very real, very normal, very healthy part of the female sexual expression, but not all women will experience it, and you don't have to seek it out in order to experience as much pleasure as you possibly can. It's no more enlightened or pleasurable than other forms of sexual pleasure and orgasm, and really, your authentic sexual expression is the one that matters. So explore a way, figure out what's hot for both you and your partner, and have fun doing it. If you have any questions about female ejaculation or any other questions you want answered on this podcast, you can always ask us anything over at our website, pleasuremechanics.com, where you'll also find our 10 video guides covering foreplay techniques, couples massage, and our newest video guide, The Guide to Erotic Spanking. If you want to experience more sexual pleasure, these video guides will show you how. So come on over, check them out, ask away. We're here for you. We are here to support you as you explore your full sexual potential.
And make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to this podcast. For free weekly sex advice, exclusive giveaways, and more, join our newsletter over at pleasuremechanics.com. As a listener of Speaking of Sex, we'd like to offer you 20% off any of our download-to-own video guides so you can discover how to touch every inch of your lover's body with more skill and confidence. Use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX, all one word, on the second page of checkout at pleasuremechanics.com. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.